无论是长跟短，你总是会觉得说，神为什么允许我们经历这么长的黑暗时期？
No matter how long it is, you wonder why God would ask us to go through this dark period.
有一句话讲得非常好。
There's one saying about it.
说到我们人生黑暗时期会持续到神成就了他的目的为止。
It says that darkness for mankind will last until God completes His purpose.
讲到说黑暗时期会持续到神成就了他的目的为止。
We're talking about that this would end only when God completes His task.
如果我们仔细看的话，它大概有两重的意思在里面。
If we pay close attention to it, there'll be two layers of meaning to it.
第一个表示说，无论是怎么样，这里面有目的，对不对？
First is that there's a purpose to it.
第二呢，它有限度。
Second, there's a limit.
不会是说一直下去没有止境的。
And it will not be without ending.
我们心里常常说，神啊，你为什么容许这个事情发生？
We often in our heart ask God, why this would happen to me?
看来好像一点没有用处，没有意义，没有道理。
Seem to be so useless, meaningless, and without any good reason.
好像我们自己在白白的受苦、受伤、受痛苦。
And yet we often suffer and have pain and have despair.
然后呢，神好像就坐在那边看好戏。
God seems to be only watching and careless about it.
我们的确是看不清楚。
So we cannot see it clearly.
我们看不懂。
We can't understand.
但是神看得很清楚哦。
But God is very clear about it.
因为我们的一生从头到尾神都看见。
Because for our life from beginning to the ending, God would see it all.
今天呢，我想跟弟兄姊妹分享有圣经里面有一个人的一生。
Today I'd like to share with you a person's story that is in the Bible.
来说明这个真理。
To illustrate this truth.
那这个人呢就是约瑟。
And that person is Joseph.
约瑟从他青少年开始，他经历了长达13年的黑暗时期。
Joseph has gone through 13 years of a dark moment since he was 13 years old.
他从17岁开始就经历了人生极为黑暗的时期。
Starting at age of 17, he's gone through this dark, very dark period.
如果我们仔细去想的话，他的黑暗时期还可真长呢。
If you think about it, the darkness that he has gone through is really long.
我很快跟大家来看一看。
Let's review that story a little bit.
那他在家中呢，是因为他是家里最小的一个，所以受到父亲的偏爱。
He's one of the youngest children in the family, so he was spoiled by his father.
他家里有十二个弟兄，他是倒数第二个。
So、he has 12 brothers, and he was the second to last.
他受到他父亲的偏爱。
So his father liked him very much.
就给他做了一件用彩色拼起来的一个彩衣。
So his father made an ornate robe for him.
那他的兄长们就开始嫉妒，开始憎恨这个事情。
His brothers would become jealous and hate him.
事情也没有变得更好，他还做了两个梦。
Then he had two dreams.
那看到他的家人都向他下拜。
He saw that in his dream that his families were worshiping him and bowing down to him.
他第一次梦到的是他哥哥们的合捆，向他的合捆在这里下拜。
First, he dreamed that the sheaves of the grain of his brothers was worshipping his sheaves of grain.
然后另外一次呢，梦到十一个星辰啊，和太阳跟月亮向他下拜。
The second time, he dreamed that the 11 stars and suns and moon were worshipping him too.
这个故事讲出去没有更好，反而是让他的兄长们更加恨他。
So when he told the story to his brothers, they hated him more.
所以他们就在这里商量说，我们受够他了，干脆把这个小子除掉算了。
So the brothers talked among each other saying, we have had enough of him, let's just get rid of him.
他们就决定要下手杀他。
They have decided to kill him.
用动物的血涂在他的彩衣上面。
And they would spread the animal's blood on his ornate robe.
然后把衣服拿回去告诉他父亲说，约瑟被野兽吃掉了。
And would take that robe to his father and say, Joseph has been devoured.By the ferocious animal.
其实呢，他们是把约瑟丢在一个坑里面。
In actuality, that they actually put Joseph in a cistern.
那刚好呢，有商队经过，他们就把约瑟卖给了商队。
So when the Israeli merchants passing by, they sold him to this merchant.
约瑟被商队带了去埃及，
So merchants brought him down to Egypt.
所以他跟他的双亲分开了，离家越来越远。
So he is separated from his parents and farther away left his home.
约瑟孤单跟被遗弃的感觉越来越深。
So his loneliness and this feeling of being abandoned has become deeper and deeper.
他心里惧怕，不知道将来会怎么样。
He's really scared, didn't know what the future would hold up to him.
在埃及的市场上，约瑟被商队把他给卖给了一个人，这人是法老的副卫长，他的名字叫波提法。
So on the market in Egypt, Joseph was sold to Potiphar, the chief guard of the Pharaoh.
所以约瑟成了波提法的奴隶。
So he became the slave of Potiphar.
他从养尊处优受到父亲钟爱的那一个儿子身份变成了一个奴隶的身份，又脏又累。
So he has turned from living like a prince into a slave.Living and become doing petty jobs, become dirty and tired.
他做的是卑微的工作，但是他的表现非常好。
And he does such a petty job, but he did a great, really, really good job.
所以波提法很欣赏他，就让约瑟管理他的全家。
So Potiphar really liked him, felt that he could put Joseph in charge of his entire family.
在这种情形下，约瑟虽然生活好过一点，但是他还是离开他的双亲。还是独处异乡。
Even though his life has took a turn for good, but yet he is still far away from his family and his parents.
还有一个困难，他要重新学习埃及的语言。
He had to really study the Egyptian language.
他感到折磨，感到沮丧，感到焦虑。
So he felt that he was dismayed and anxious, and he felt being suffering.
他好容易争到这个一席之地，在波提法的家中。
So he really fight for this position in the family of Potiphar.
但是他因为外表英俊潇洒，所以波提法的妻子就对他垂涎三尺。
So he was so well built and he's a handsome guy, so Potiphar's wife took notice.
他想要跟约瑟相好，但是被约瑟所拒绝。
So she really would like to take him to sleep with her, but he refused.
我怎能做这样的事得罪神呢？
And Joseph says, how then would I do such a wicked thing and sinful to God?
那这个波提法的太太呢，就要设计陷害约瑟。
So Potiphar's wife was really hating him, so she decided to frame him.
她在丈夫面前毁谤约瑟。
So he defamed Joseph in front of her husband.
你说约瑟结果会怎么样？
So what would that bring to Joseph, as you know?
那波提法呢，就把约瑟关进了监牢。
So Potiphar put Joseph in the jail.
那约瑟被法老的副会长关进了监狱以后，他的罪名是什么呢？
So what was his reason to be put in the jail then?
是企图拦阻副会长的妻子。
Is to attempt to seduce the Potiphar's wife.
如果你是一个法官，你会判他怎样的徒刑？
If you were the judge, how would you prosecute such a sin?
我想可能他一辈子就会关在监狱里面。
You would probably be jailed for life.
监狱的环境何等恶劣。
You know, jail is not a good place.
想想看约瑟所受的折磨有多大。
So think about what kind of suffering Joseph has gone through.
很奇妙，就在这样的一段时间里面。
What's interesting is that during that period of time,
这个狱卒发现了约瑟的态度很好。
So the prison warden found that Joseph has a very good attitude.
就把整座监狱都交给约瑟来管理。
And decided to ask Joseph to take care of the prison.
甚至用一句话来形容这个约瑟。
And Bible has described that in one sentence.
约瑟所做的事无不亨通。
That whatever Joseph did is successful in whatever he did.
那约瑟在这个监牢里面管事的时候，
So when he was taking care of the prison on behalf of the prison warden,
服侍法老的酒正跟膳长，就是一个是管酒的，一个是管食物的，这两个人也被关进来了。
So the chief cupbearer and chief baker of Pharaoh was jailed too.
有一天呢，两个人都做了梦。
One day both of them had a dream.
约瑟就替这两个人解梦。
So Joseph decided to interpret the dreams for them.
说这个九正呢会官复原职，说这个善长呢会被砍头。
He said to them that the chief of the cupbearer would restore his job, while the other would be beheaded.
结果真的是这个样子。
And actually, that's really what took place.
那这个九正被放出去之前呢，约瑟就恳求他。
So before the chief cupbearer was released, Joseph asked him,
求你纪念我，你回去时呢，帮我跟法老讲，我呢是无辜的。
Please remember me when you get out, and please tell Pharaoh that I'm innocent and get me out of this prison.
九正当然答应了。
Obviously, the chief cupbearer promised. Yes, he would remember.
只要能够出去，哪有不答应的？
So as you can see that if he would be able to get out of jail, anything he would promise.
可是后来他还是把约瑟给忘掉。
But still, he forgot about Joseph already once he got out.
约瑟呢，被神继续留在苦难当中。
So Joseph was still being imprisoned.
有一天约瑟在监狱里面。
One day while Joseph was spending time in the jail,
有人对他说赶快剃头刮脸更衣跟我走。
Someone came to see him saying, you better shave right now and clean yourself up and get a new clothes.
当约瑟还是一头雾水的时候，他被带到法老面前，埃及的法老面前。
So he was very confused, but yet he was brought to in front of Pharaoh.
法老就对他说我做了一个梦听说你会解梦你替我帮我把这个梦解一下
Pharaoh said I had a dream and then I learned that you could interpret dreams so please help me to interpret my dream
于是呢约瑟就帮法老解梦
So Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh
说那个梦是有关于七个丰年跟七个荒年的事情
And that was the dream about the 7 years abundance and 7 years of famine
他这一解梦啊叫法老刮目相看
So that interpretation really caught the notice of Pharaoh
这个约瑟那时候是一个30岁的一个希伯来人
At that time Joseph was a 30-year-old Hebrew
他当过奴隶被关进过监牢他的罪名是企图冒犯波提法的妻子
And as you know that he was imprisoned in the prison for the sake of that try to seduce Potiphar's wife
几乎是没有翻身的机会。
He would have no opportunity or chance to come out.
我们老家有个土话，咸鱼翻身。
And then in Taiwanese, there's a way to say that the dead fish would turn around.
约瑟呢就咸鱼翻身了。
So Joseph actually like a dead fish somehow come alive.
Yeah. 那这个法老就对他说。
So the Pharaoh said to him.
他说我找不到你这样有智慧的人。
I can't really find anyone that has such a wisdom like you do.
我要让你当埃及的宰相，派你管理全部的埃及。
So I would like to ask you to be the second in command and to take care of Egypt.
只有我在你以上。
Only with respect to throne that will I be greater than you.
百姓都要听你的话。
So people in Egypt will be following and listen to you.
经过了这么长的13年的黑暗时期。
So after 13 years of dark moment,
风波不断，试炼逆境不断。
Adversity, testing, trials, and storms.
对约瑟而言，那是13年的操练。
That is 13 years of training for Joseph.
神容许各样的事情临到约瑟。
God has promised that everything would come upon Joseph.
我们听到这个故事的时候，你会怎么想
？When we hear this story, what would you be your thinking?
有没有理由呢
？Would there be a reason for that?
从17岁到30岁长达13年的黑暗时期
30 years of darkness from years when he was 17 years old until 30
如今约瑟做了埃及的宰相
Now he is the second in command in entire Egypt
埃及是当时文明的大国
As you know Egypt at that time was a quite civilized big country
我们看看这13年神在做什么
So for those 13 years what actually God did
神有他的用意吗
Was there a purpose?
你可以看到是非常明显的
You could tell it was pretty obvious
神是在预备约瑟去面对将来
God is preparing Joseph to face the future
我们能不能看这个下一页好不好
Let's turn to the next page
前面 yeah. Yeah, 就这里谢谢神是不会做出错的事情的
As you know, God will never do anything wrong.
神是在预备约瑟去担当将来做宰相的一个任务。
He is trying to prepare Joseph to be ready to be the second in command in Egypt.
我们可以看出这几点来。
So there are a few things we can learn from that.
那这些工作呢，预备的工作包括了下面几点。
This preparation job is including the following points.
是帮助约瑟熟悉埃及的一切。
The first is to help Joseph be familiar with everything in Egypt.
我们都知道，在这个之前，约瑟对于埃及是一无所知。
As you know that Joseph had no knowledge of what Egypt was about.
他需要了解当地人的生活方式、思考模式。
He needed to know Egyptians' lifestyle and their way of thinking.
他们的各种习惯，他们是拜多神的。
And their habits and their way of worshipping all kinds of idols.
可是约瑟从小长大，他父亲教导他的是独一真神。
But during Joseph's growing up, his father has taught him that you should only worship one true God.
耶和华是独一的真神，其他的神明都是偶像。
So, God is our only true God, and then the other ones are all idols.
所以约瑟要知道怎样来处理这样的事情。
So Joseph should learn how to deal with that.
那第二呢，约瑟应该学习埃及的语言。
Secondly, that Joseph should learn Egyptian language.
当他被波提法买去做奴隶的时候
，When he became a slave and bought by Potiphar,
我相信一开始的都是比手画脚了啊。
In the beginning, you probably have your fingers, signs, and gestures to communicate.
要用水管的时候还。这个做示范给他看。
And people may have to really demonstrate how things should be done.
他一句埃及话也听不懂。
He certainly did not understand any Egyptian.
那对约瑟来讲是一个很好的机会，可以好好学习埃及语言。
So that would be a good opportunity for him to learn the language.
不但学习当地的语言，也学习当地的文化。
And learn the culture.
然后呢，下面一点呢，就讲到他学习要仰望神，定睛在神的身上。
Obviously, next, he should learn how to really focus on God and rely on Him.
他学习依靠神，仰望神。
Look upon God, relying upon God.
神预备他，叫他定睛于神。
And God has prepared him to focus on God only.
让他明白神跟他同在。
Let him understand that God is always with him.
不管环境有多艰难，好像神已经不在旁边的时候。
Regardless how adversity that he's going through, what God has kind of left him.
神还是与他同在。
God was with him.
约瑟离家的时候看不到神的踪迹。
When Joseph left home, he did not see any trace of God.
商队买下了他，卖给波提法，后来又入狱，好像神没有跟他同在。
And the merchants bought him down and then sold him to Potiphar and seemed to be God was without to be seen.
但是在这个每一个时刻，神在教导约瑟，明白神还是跟他同在。
But during that every moment of that darkness, God has taught him that He is with him.
在这里建立他的信心。
There is to help him to build up his confidence.
在这段时期里面，他受了许多的苦。
And during that period of time, he has suffered quite a bit.
Yeah, 让他明白怎样去听神的话来做事。
But he has learned how to listen to God and get things done.
教导他怎么忍耐，怎么自律，继续的坚持，不要放弃。
He taught him how to be tolerant and be self-disciplined and be perseverant.
让他明白神还是在掌管他的一生。
So he would realize that yes, God was still in control of his life.
不管别人怎么样待他，不管环境是什么样。
No matter how the others may treat him, no matter what the environment would be.
神仍然是在掌管一切，他是一个全能的神。
That he would know that God is an almighty God and he's in charge.
神在这几年里面他在训练约瑟。
During those years, God was training Joseph.
使他成为一个刚强的领袖，具备勇气面对各样的艰难。
So he would be a strong leader and be courageous and be ready for all kinds of challenges.
所以这十三年看起来好像很黑暗，好像时间都浪费掉。
So even though those 13 years seemed to be very dark and seemed to be time was wasted,
我们都很清楚，这个时候是神在预备约瑟，啊，对一个，他是一个对埃及一无所知的希伯来少年。
But yet we were quite clear that Joseph was being prepared by God since he was such a youth of a Hebrew nature and know nothing about Egypt.
但是他成为了埃及的宰相。
Yet he turned to be the second in command in Egypt.
成为一人之下万人之上的宰相。
Become the one person below the Pharaoh but above all.
这是一个十七岁的少年当初绝对不会想到的事情。
For a 17-year-old boy, he would never thought this would happen to him.
神对约瑟有个目的。
God has a purpose for Joseph.
神对我们每个人都有个目的。
God also has a purpose for us all.
凡是你是信神的人。
If you have believing God,
他对你的目的跟对约瑟的目的都是一样重要的。
And his purpose to you and to Joseph are the same important.
神对我们每一个人一生有一个集中的目标。
God has a purpose for our life.
神有时候会用黑暗的时刻来塑造我们。
Sometimes God will use darkness to build us.
来塑造我们成为基督的样式。
To mold us into being Jesus-like.
神要在我们的生命当中动工。
God will do work in our life.
他要打磨、雕塑、除去杂质、加上浓眉、编织、塑造我们。
He would really actually grind, carve, and getting out the impurity of us and add beauty to it.
使我们的性情像耶稣，有耶稣一样的思考。
So we would be thinking like Jesus.
让像他一样的爱人，饶恕人。
And love others and forgive others like Jesus.
神对我们不是单单只为了今天。
God not only take care of us today.
他也想到将来。
He also thought about the future.
他要我们与他共度永恒，预定让每一个信徒都能够效法他儿子的形象。
He would like us to really spend time with him to eternity, so we'll be following like his son, whatever he did.
这是神在我们生命中的工作。
This is the work that God has done among our lives.
他会除去我们心中的心，生命当中的渣滓。
So he would get rid of the rubbish in our life.
加上应当有的荣美，建造我们的信心。
Add the glory and really increase our confidence.
让我们学习坚忍，每天活在他的同在中。
So we can learn how to persevere and then live with him together.
叫我们不离开他，让我们尽心竭力为着神对我们美好的心意。
So we'll not leave him and do our best and then complete his purpose.
为着神爱我们，神向我们保证。
God loves us and He has promised us.
他会使用每一个逆境使我们能够受到益处，也使他自己得荣耀。
He will use every adversity and then glorify us and glorify Him.
请看我们下一页。
Please turn to the next page.
他使我们不再浪费我们的生命。
He would not ask us to waste our life anymore.
在黑暗的时刻
During the darkness period,
除非我们使用错误的方式来回答神
Unless we really answer God in a really wrong way,
我们所经历的每一刻都不会是浪费
Otherwise, every moment we have experienced is not time wasted.
如果你有其他的人生目标
If you really have other purpose in your life,
不是神给你的目标
And not actually to fulfill God's purpose in you,
不是神要你在这个时候荣耀神的
or you've got to glorify him
你假如不这样子跟着神的目标去做的话你最后一定会失望
you will be disappointed at the very end
今天世界上很多人他们的目标是要成为超级富豪
as you know in this nowadays in this world many people would like to become filthy rich
希望是万贯家财
they like to own millions
请问万贯家财又怎么样呢
So what I'd like to ask you, what would that wealth to do to you?
我很想在这个时候说，这里有万贯家财人，请举一下手。
Would you mind raise your hand if you have really vast wealth?
然后我要问他一个问题。
Then I'd like to ask you a question.
你是不是很快乐？你是不是很满足？
Are you really happy and satisfied?
唯一能够使人满足、使人快乐的是耶稣基督自己。
The only thing that will make you happy and satisfied is Jesus.
Yeah. 在他在你里面透过你活出他的生命的时候你才能够有快乐才会有满足
So when you live out his purpose and he's living within you then you will be happy
想达到神对我们人生的目标
To reach that purpose of life
神会让我们持续多久的逆境呢
How long would God ask us to go through this adversity then
在约瑟是17岁开始一直到30岁一共是13年
For Joseph, that is starting the age of 17, then until age of 30.
所以你我都有一个责任，在逆境中要学习坚持。
So we should all learn that in the adversity, we should learn how to be perseverant.
如果我们在黑暗时刻蓄意在这里背逆神的旨意，
If we're in the darkness and still decide to rebel,
那我们会看到两个结果。
And will be two results. We'll
一个是感谢主，这个他在等我们，让我们的黑暗时期会稍微拉长一点。
One is that God is actually waiting for us, and the darkness will be prolonged.
但是另外一个结果是，假如我们蓄意在这里背逆的话，最终被神放在一边。
And the other one is that if you still rebel, you'll be put aside by God.
就没有办法被神所使用。
And God will not use again.
我们回应的方式很重要。
Our response is very important.
对约瑟而言，十三年是很长。
For Joseph, that 13 years is very long.
有些人可能会，他的黑暗时期可能会更长。
For someone, that darkness could be even longer.
但是千万不要放弃。
But yet, never give up.
为什么？
Why?
因为神不会放弃我们。
Because God will never give up us.
无论如何，神总不会放弃我们。
No matter what, God will never give us up.
比起约瑟的经历，再想想我们经历的逆境。
Compared with what Joseph has gone through and to our own experience.
太多的时候，我们觉得半个月太长了，一个月太可怕。
Many times we felt that half a month is long and a month long is really scary.
当我们经历黑暗时期时，好像看不到尽头。
When we're experiencing darkness, we seem to be not be able to see the ending of it.
好像没有出路了。
Seem to be no way out.
但是只要有神，就不会有永远不会绝望。
But if God is with us, then we should never despair.
因为神爱我们，只要我们信靠神，他必会在我们的生命中成就他的旨意。
Because God loves us, if we rely on Him, He will complete the purpose in our life.
很可能有些人现在正在经历人生的黑暗时期。
For many people, you are probably going through that dark moment right now.
有时候会在想这些事为什么会临到我。
Sometimes you may ask why things happen to me.
神啊，我当基督徒已经很久了。
Ask God, I have been a Christian for a long time.
我一直努力做对的事情，一直努力在顺服你。
And try to do things always correctly and try to obey you all the time.
神为什么还让这些事情临到我们？
Why do you still have these adversity laying upon us?
很可能有些事情你到了天堂才知明白。
Many things maybe we will not understand until we reach heaven.
神从来没有保证过说你要的答案我一定会给你。
God has never promised us that the answers that you want will be given to you.
我们会明白一切。
But yet we would understand all.
在这种情形下，他往往问我们学的是要我们顺服他。
Under this circumstance, he often asks us to learn how to obey him.
我们都会遭遇黑暗时刻。
We will all encounter dark moments.
有时黑暗时刻会像午夜一般漆黑。
Sometimes darkness is so dark, it's like midnight darkness.
叫人看不到希望。
You would see no hope.
不知道什么时候才能脱离黑暗。
Not knowing when you'll be able to get out of darkness.
我们该问的是，在这个时刻，神到底有什么目的
？And they often ask God, "What is actually the purpose for it?"
神容许我们经历黑暗的时刻，容许我们经历逆境的时候，他的用意何在
？What would be God's purpose for us to go through darkness and suffering?
神啊，我真是不懂。
So God, I really can't understand.
你为什么容许这些事情临到我
？Why would you ask these things come upon us?
下面我们会问于自己一个问题。
Then we should ask ourselves a question.
我们应当怎样看待在逆境中的自己？
How do we really view ourselves under adversity?
我们应当怎样看待在逆境中的自己？
And how to face an adversity in a situation like that?
不是在那里自怨自哀。
We probably should not be whining or grieving.
而是想想在这个时刻里面，神是怎么看待我们的。
We should really think about how God was actually looking upon us during that dark moment.
刚刚的故事里面，神是在那个时刻怎样看待约瑟的。
And then you could learn that how God would look upon Joseph in his story.
希望从他的故事里面可以给我们一些学习。
Hopefully that we'll learn lesson from Joseph's story.
约瑟深受他兄长们的恨恶跟排斥。
You know that Joseph's brothers hate him and jealous at him.
他远离家人，孤单寂寞，内心惧怕。
So he went far away from family, and he's lonely, he's very fearful.
被别人奴役，被恶待。
He was mistreated, enslaved.
被别人用谎言污蔑，含冤入狱。
And he was slandered and being put in jail.
与败坏的人一同被关在监狱里面。
And imprisoned with those criminals together.
神的确看到了约瑟的痛苦跟他的绝望。
God actually has seen Joseph's pain and his despair.
但是约瑟的心中一直有一个盼望。
But in Joseph's heart, he would always have a hope.
就是当初神给他心中的两个梦。
That was those two dreams God has sent to him.
很可能在这样一段的黑暗时期，约瑟天天在那里想这个梦的时候，还是那么真实。
Maybe during that dark period of time, Joseph was thinking about that, those two dreams, and felt it was really real.
奇妙的是，这两个梦实现。
And what's so miracle about that is those two dreams came to realization.
最后，他把他的家人带到了埃及。
Finally, he actually brought his whole family to Egypt.
拯救了他们脱离饥荒。
Saved them from famine.
他的梦境正是神要他成就的事。
So the dream that he had was what God would like him to complete.
无论当前的处境如何，
Regardless what kind of situation you're in right now,
有些事情要牢记在心，
Something you should really ought to remember.
要记住自己是谁，
You should remember who actually you are.
要记住神在这里怎样引导，
And remember how God would lead us.
神怎样看约瑟，
How God views Joseph.
他的优点是什么，
What are his merit?
他是忠心、勤劳、顺服、相信神，值得信赖。
You know that he's very loyal and he's trustworthy and he's obedient.
神看见了约瑟美好的品德。
So God has seen this merit in Joseph.
神同样地看待我们。
God would also see those in us.
看到我们也是忠心、勤劳、顺服、相信神，值得信赖。
He would also view us as very loyal and very hardworking, obedient and trustworthy.
神同时也看到我们的软弱。
God also would see our weakness at the same time.
他怜悯我们，了解我们已经尽了力量。
He is very compassionate about us and knew that we have done our best.
我们要向神承认我们是软弱的。
So we should really admit to God that yes, we are weak.
神会了解，也知道我们的光景。
And God would understand what kind of predicament we are in.
你去看圣经。
So if you read the Bible,
从来没有讲过说神看到我们软弱，所以要审判我们。
God has never said that He would prosecute us because we are weak.
反而是神在我们里面，他看我们是一个他的儿女。
In contrary, He would see our weakness and view us as His children.
他不会漠视我们，不管他也不会在这里让我们自己去自生自灭。
As you know that He would not ignore us and let us just perish.
我们是他的儿女。
We are his children.
圣经里有许多地方提醒我们这一点。
In the Bible, many times this has been reminded.
不但如此，
Not only so,
神也为黑暗设立了界限。
God actually has set a limit to the darkness.
神怎样看待我们当然很重要。
Yes, how God views us is very important.
但是另一个特别重要的地方就是神为我们的黑暗时期设了界限。
On the other hand, God has always set a boundary of the dark period for us.
这看得见，这个字稍微小了一点，我来念好了哈。在哥林多前书十章十三节。
In the First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能忍受的。神是信使的，必要叫你们受试探过于，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
It says that no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
无论我们的困难看起来有多黑暗，
No matter how difficult, how suffering, how darkness we are going through,
但是一定会有个限度。
There must be a limit.
有时候我们跟神讲说，神啊，我实在撑不下去了。
Sometimes we would say to God, God, we cannot take it anymore.
但是原谅我说，你还不知道你的底线是什么。
But actually you would not know what your actual limit was.
只有神知道你的底线在哪里。
Only God would know what your limit of tolerance is.
我们不知道，但神知道。
We don't know, but God knows.
不但神知道我们的底线在哪里，
Not only God knows our limit,
他还掌管这个底线，
He also controls that limit.
神不会让我们超过这个底线。
He will not let us passing what we cannot endure.
神如果允许我们经历一个黑暗期，
And God will not allow us to go through a darkness period.
神一定会为我们的困境设立一个底线。
He would set a boundary of that dark period.
神为约瑟设立的底线。
He did so for Joseph.
是什么？
What is it?
神没有让他的哥哥把他给杀了。
For example, God did not let his brothers kill him.
他可以被丢在坑里面，被卖给商队，但不能杀他。
He was thrown into the cistern, sold to merchants, but not killed.
神也保守这个约瑟，虽然是被波提法的妻子所陷害。
Even though he was framed by Potiphar's wife,
可以下在监狱当中，
imprisoned,
但是不能杀他。
But cannot be killed.
因为神对约瑟有个目的。
Because God has a purpose for Joseph.
神也为我们的逆境设立了底线。
Yes, God also has such a boundary for us.
无论是何逆境，
no matter what kind of adversity we're going through,
神要使用我们。
God would like to use us.
神为我们遭遇的试炼、试探和黑暗时期多设立了底线。
He has designed and a boundary for every darkness, test or trials that we go through.
我们不要去责怪神。
So do not blame God.
无论面临怎样的问题，我们只要问。
No matter what situation we're facing, we should always ask.
主啊，你在我们生命中要做什么？
God, what is your purpose in me?
你要怎样塑造我们成为基督的样式？
How would you like us to be molded into Christ-like?
要怎样教导我们信靠神、劝勉，然后坚韧、勇敢、自律？
And teach us how to be like Christ and be faithful and be courageous and strong.
使我们定睛于神，明白神的同在。
So we can focus on God and be with Him.
使我们值得信赖，值得托付。
So we will be trustworthy, can be relied upon.
下面呢，我想跟弟兄姊妹讲一些就比较实际的事情。
Let's talk about something maybe practical.
就是在这个所谓的黑暗时期，我们应该怎样坚持，怎样胜过。
And that is how we can persevere during the dark moment.
是得胜的几个原则。
So therefore, the principles of how to be victorious over the adversity.
约瑟坚定他的信仰，他度过了逆境。
Joseph is very faithful, so he was able to get over the adversity.
从他的身上我们可以学习到一些原则。
From his story, we can learn some principles.
第一个呢，就是要信靠神。
First, trust God.
在黑暗时期，如果不信靠神，
During dark moment, if you do not believe in God,
那就无法存活。
You will not be able to survive.
越信靠神，这个逆境就会越轻省。
The more you trust God, the more likely that you can tolerate that dark moment.
第二，我们要在这里研读神的话。
Secondly, you should study God's words.
所谓研读就是常常默想神的话。
And that is to think about God's word at all times.
按照神的思维方式来做我们的思维方式。
And think and be like God and conduct yourself as God.
如果我们越有敬虔的行为，
If you are really very devotional,
我们就能越能了解神的心意。
The more so, then you will be able to understand God more.
第三个大概很多人做的就是常常在这里祷告神。
The third is that what we all do, that is to pray to God.
向神倾吐你的困境。
And tell God your difficulties.
求主担负你的重担。
Ask God to bear your burden.
然后呢，第四也是一个附加的，就是聆听神的话。
And the fourth thing we learn is to listen to God's words.
把真理放在自己的思想里面。
To engrave the truth in your head.
如果你在这里思考说神会怎么想，会怎么做，
If you think about how God may conduct, may do,
那这时候你就能够配合神的计划。
So then you can cooperate with God.
如果想要度过黑暗期，
In order to go through this adversity,
我们就要屈膝去祷告，去读神的话，聆听神的声音。
We should really bow down and pray to God and listen to God.
要花时间了解神对你目前处境的想法。
And really spending time to get to know what's God's purpose in you.
很多时候，可能神的时间表跟我们时间表不一样。
Sometimes you feel that God's timetable is really different from yours.
不是我们要神按照我们的时间表来做事。
Really, it's not you should not follow God's timetable.
而是我们应该照着他的时间表来做事。
It should be we go following God's timetable.
神会带领我们，引导保守我们的。
Then God will lead us and give us blessings.
我们会经历黑暗时刻。
Yes, we may go through dark moments.
神有他的美意在。
Yes, God has a great purpose for it.
神必会定会在我们的生命当中成就大事。
And God will complete great mission in our life.
会超乎我们所求所想的。
Will surpass everything that we may think of.
我们只要顺服。
Only we need is to be obedient.
我们越被塑造，神就越能使用我们。
The more we would be willing to be built, and the more likely God will like us.
神使用我们的程度跟我们愿意被塑造的程度是成正比的。
It will be in direct proportion as to how God may use us and to the, how willingness we're being molded by God. Please see the next slide.
这段话大家很熟吧？
This paragraph may be familiar to you all.
这是孟子所讲的。
This is 孟轲's saying.
故天降大任于斯人也，必先苦其心志，劳其筋骨，饥其体肤，空乏其身，行拂乱其所为，所以动心忍性，增益其所不能。
So、that means that the heaven has given a big task to a person. First, his heart be battered, muscles and bones tired and fatigued, and body be starved, and then be poor, and nothing would be going well for him.So then his will be strengthened, mind determined, and he's ready to face all challenges.
翻得很好啊。这都是2000多年前写的句子啊。
This came from philosopher about 2000 years ago.
那大家对这个话也很熟。
And you're all very familiar with this saying.
他刚刚已经翻译了，那我用中文也讲一次这些是什么。
So let's study that just a little bit one more time.
上天如果要给一个人重大的责任去做
If God would like to give you a big task to perform
一定会让他的心智受到磨练
Then your heart has to be really trained
筋骨受到锻炼
Your body has to be also trained
身体上也是忍饥挨饿
Have experienced starving and famine
备受困穷困的苦
And suffering through adversities.
做事不能顺利
Things may not go well for you.
坚固他的意志不被摇动
And strengthen his will and cannot be shaken.
坚定他的性情能够忍耐
And strengthen his temperament so he can be tolerant.
这样就能增强他的能力来接受各样新的挑战
That way he can learn those skills and be ready for all challenges.
最后我想跟弟兄姊妹思考一下是这里讲的东西
I'd like to actually conclude in terms of drawing conclusion of what we learned so far
这个修剪葡萄藤的园丁啊会把葡萄藤剪得光秃秃的
You know those gardeners who are tending the grapevine and would like to trim the grape trees to a bare minimum
他不是爱惜那些叶子
He doesn't really mean that he does not care about the leaves
他所挂念的是
What he was actually worried about
他知道只有这样修剪才能够使葡萄藤将来会结更多的葡萄
Only when you trim the vine then you'll be able to have more grapes
有许多的祝福如果不出代价是永远得不到
For many blessings if you do not pay the price you will never get it
世界上最大的祝福
What is the best most blessings in this world
是我们的救恩是耶稣在十字架上舍身流血完成的。
And that is a salvation which came about when Jesus bled on the cross.
这样的救恩是世界上最大的痛苦、最大的困境所造成的。
That salvation came upon as the world's biggest pain, suffering, and adversity.
所造成的结果。
And that is the result of that.
弟兄姊妹们，我们彼此鼓励。
Brothers and sisters, let's encourage each other.
啊，不要。在这里就是说自怨自艾
Try not to whine and complain all the time
用约瑟的例子放在我们自己的身上
Putting Joseph's example in your own situation
天降大任于斯人也
One day God will give you a big task to do
到时候你是预备好
At that moment, are you ready?
今天就跟弟兄姊妹分享到这里。
This is what I would like to share today. Next will be the time so we can do conduct Holy Communion.
圣餐主要的目的是要纪念主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍身流血。
The purpose of Holy Communion is to commemorate that Jesus Christ has died on cross, shedding blood for us.
耶稣在离世的时候设立了这个圣餐。
Before Jesus died, he has designed this Holy Communion for us.
一方面是要纪念他。
One hand, we should commemorate him.
圣经上也讲说直到他再来。
And Bible says until he comes again.
也是一种提醒。
It is also a reminder.
那这个教会的一个原则在我们领圣餐的时候。
And then there is a principle for all churches when we receive Holy Communion.
是欢迎所有已经受洗的弟兄或姊妹来一起领受这圣餐。
We would like to welcome those brothers and sisters who have been baptized to receive the Holy Communion.
如果你还没有受洗
If you have not been baptized,
我们非常欢迎你在旁边观礼
We would welcome you to observe this ceremony.
那在这里不要领这个圣餐
And you may have to avoid yourself receiving Holy Communion.
我们诚心的希望说有一天你也受了洗也能够跟我们一起参与
But we honestly would like to invite you and think about one day you will be joining us to